Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star, but before we get into our show today, we just want to acknowledge that Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
And as well, if you ever want to send us a text, send us a message about our show, or any of the shows, you can text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573, or just check out the website.
Yep, and here we are. We are live in the studio. It's been, at least for me, a couple of weeks since I've been here for the live show, so it's nice to be back.
It is nice for you to be back because soloing a show is so hard.
Went off the rails.
Went a little off the rails there, and it's really hard to bounce off a conversation that was kind of meant to. I feel like it's more of a conversational topic last time, and I had to do that by myself.
So sorry, but you had to endure that.
It's okay. We're back.
We are back. And yeah, welcome everyone. This is Slumber Party, and today we will definitely get into the music before our topic, but we can give you a little taste of it right now. We have a bit, we're trying to do a quote now at the beginning of every episode, so we'll see how that goes. But the quote is, patriarchy is held to be about power over others, while matriarchy is held to be about power from within. And that comes from Cynthia Eller. So we will be talking about the matriarchy today, what it is, some common misconceptions or confusions surrounding it, and how it can be a bit of a feminist alternate utopia, and maybe ways that we could try to get there one day.
By using examples in history, and with special topic of the bonobos, that can help us with this. So stay tuned for that. But as usual, we'll get into the music. So this first one we are going to be playing Isla Tranquila.
Isla Tranquilita.
Tranquilita, yeah. By Cassandra from the album Isla Tranquilita. So hope you enjoy.
I was on my way out to the nightclub. Don't know why I came, it just sounded like what I'm supposed to do with you done touched. If I could find a way back to beginnings, would it happen at all so differently? Or would my dreams and their lovers still weigh on me? Is it tranquilly? Oh,
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
Tu chino el cochino.
Con la rixia. Yeah. Soy una muñeca, soy la que lo calienta. Me gusta como besa, me sabe a rocaleta. Siempre que nos vemos me quiere comer. Y como una paleta yo lo quiero lamer.
Te quiera, es que tengo fea fobia. Perdón, soy así, un hijo de puta. Desde que nací, si me viste cara de angelito, no es así. Soy una golosa, quiero todas para mí, para mí.
Soy una muñeca, soy la que lo calienta. Me gusta como besa, me sabe a rocaleta. Siempre que nos vemos, me quiere comer. Y como una paleta, yo lo quiero lamer. Chupa, chupa como rocaleta.
Toda la noche no se cansa. Una atleta.
Sola me le monto como monto en bicicleta.
¿Qué te puedo decir? Te enamoras de un poeta.
Él es muy difícil ser hot como yo. Quería copiarme pero no lo logró.
Ready to go, but ill-equipped, head to toe. miles a day. I pave the way.
I'm gonna take a walk anyways.
Go. Breathe. Repeat. So. Breathe. Repeat. So. Breathe.
Welcome back. Just dropped my headphones. Right on beat, though. So that song... Okay, first of all, I'm getting frazzled. First of all, this is CJSF 9.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And that song you just heard was Walking Away From My Demons, the Wet Leg remix by Foreal. And I love that song. I've been playing it on repeat. Something about it is just... Yeah, I'm going to take a walk for sure. And before that was Rocoletta by Rixia and Riva. We both really enjoy this song. This was DJ Coco's pick, but I have sent this to her before.
Yeah, made a little mistake there because DJ Star sent this to me a long time ago. And I was like, oh, I like this. Then I never ended up saving the song. And then just only about a week or so ago, I was like, ooh, look at this new song I found. And then I sent it back to her. Yeah, I discovered it. And then sent it back to DJ Star. So I'm going to credit that to DJ Star for that one. But then the one right before that, we also played, was Repeat the Beat, the Snapping remix by Robert Gorl from the album Electric Maryland, which was from a random record in the station that we just were playing, just before the show. So hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun one. I don't think you can find it on any streaming services. So no. That was a one-time enjoyment unless you want to volunteer at the station and, you know, play some of our records. Yep. But other than that, we will get into the topic. It is, you know, like most of our topics, it is quite beefy. There's a lot to talk about here because it's just broad. Like, we're going to talk about the matriarchy. And I know... Often we talk about the patriarchy on this show, and I've been thinking about some ways to instill a bit of hope or alternatives, because it's very easy to critique something without providing any way to get out of it, because sometimes it does feel quite hopeless to be living under the patriarchy. Yeah.
And just in case that you don't know the definition of patriarchy, it's essentially just the way, in just broad terms, of how men are in charge of, you know, most of the social systems in the world, for example, or just in smaller settings, like in family settings, that the father is usually the supreme authority and they control, you know, family or the group's activities, kind of thing.
Yeah, it basically revolves around male power and perpetuating that and justifying that through violence a lot of the time towards women and towards other groups that are not, I guess, cis white men. But yeah, so getting into the definition of the matriarchy, I think it is a very commonly misunderstood one, because when I was first initially researching it, the Merriam-Webster dictionary says that it's a social system where women hold primary power, moral authority, and control over property. So it sounds pretty much just like the patriarchy, but the opposite. And the alternate definition, that is more of like a feminist definition as well, because I think the first definition is anthropological in a sense, and that's considered matriarchy when they're doing like anthropological studies, and they think there's no true matriarchy like that has ever existed. But anyways, the one we'll be talking about is from the historian Heidi Gottner Abendroth. So she's a German feminist who, I think, created this school of matriarchy and is studying matriarchal societies. She was actually nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And the definition is, for matriarchy, is societies led by women, especially mothers, who have significant say over political, economic decisions while still upholding egalitarian values. So that means equity and equality is still upheld, and it's not one over the other.
Mm-hmm. I think that is the best definition that we'll be thoroughly discussing. I also wanted to mention that there was also a third definition that I found, which we won't get into, but it also speaks that a matriarchy is just essentially a fully egalitarian society. So men and women both work in partnership with one another. But I find this a little confusing that some people defined a matriarchy as this, as, you know, it starts with it starts with woman. So having this fully equal and having the definition still put woman at the front doesn't make too much sense to me. So we won't get into that. But that is another perspective as well.
Yeah, I am still a little bit iffy on how can it be completely egalitarian if it's still a matriarchy? But we'll get into the misconceptions a bit first off. Is that in the matriarchy, there isn't necessarily the same hierarchy or superiority or supremacy of women that patriarchy enforces with men. Like I said, it's not the opposite of patriarchy.
I think, and as well with this, this misconception comes a lot and in conjunction with the idea that feminism is that, you know, women want more rights than men, which obviously isn't the goal of feminism.
Yeah. And I think part of this confusion stems from just not knowing what the word means, because there are these other terms, gynocracy or gynarchy, which is the rule of women over men. So this isn't, yeah, like I said again, not one over the other, but rather centering women and mothers. It's specifically for mothers, I think, but not that you need to be a biological mother, because it's more of a community of people acting as mothers to the new generation of children. But we can get into that. I think we've covered most of the misunderstandings.
Yeah, I think misunderstanding wise, like just overall, it's more that in a matriarchy, men are not subordinate to women, and there are more elements of equality between sexes. Just kind of the same idea as even feminism with having equal rights. But we can get more into the actual elements, which it can kind of help solidify this idea.
Yeah, so just to flesh it out, the concept of matriarchy a little bit more is that it's based on maternal values, practices, and rituals. So the system is for the benefit of women and their families, but ultimately it benefits everyone on Earth because, you know, children are kind of the basis of human life, or like bringing in new life consistently into Earth is like, you know, the foundation. So it generally shapes society for the act of rearing children and raising them.
Yeah, I think for this rearing children part is massive in a matriarchy, especially with motherhood, particularly because, you know, motherhood is for rearing children. And what motherhood is really a sense of nurturing and respect and even just community, because everyone takes care of children, you know, in this matriarchy, that it's not just the woman, but also the men and the community. So it could be, you know, aunts and uncles and grandparents and neighbors, for example. And I think that having a basis of society that's more on this foundation rather than the patriarchal elements of organization with, you know, competition and very organized hierarchy, it can look different.
Yeah, definitely. And just thinking of it now, of this idea of motherhood being made central in the matriarchy is such a sharp contrast to how the patriarchy treats mothers, and how their labor, first of all, is extremely devalued because, you know, mothers take up the majority of any kind of domestic household labor, as well as just their roles in society are kind of like pushed to the boundaries. They're highly criticized, highly scrutinized for, you know, not being good enough. And so much focus is on them, while we don't really look at raising children in a community way. So we're really just targeting these individual mothers for not being good enough when there are so many other factors at play that make it very difficult to raise children in the society. And, you know, especially when we're not raising men sometimes to be, you know, the best fathers. And something I found interesting about this idea of a matriarchy is that men actually achieve status within this system through being a quote-unquote good mother. So there are very different standards for mothers and fathers in the patriarchy. And I think being a good mother is quite hard. But when we talk about maternal values, we can talk about like care, love, reciprocity, that kind of thing.
I also want to bring up another element of the matriarchy I think is somewhat similar to this motherhood idea, which is how we would treat nature, because nature is usually labeled with the term, you know, Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is associated with both female in both the matriarchy and patriarchy. And so I think that right now our planet is obviously being very mistreated. And I saw this